Jackson of the International Secret Police.
Zero. Phoenix Zero. Phoenix Zero.
Captured by natives dressed in gorilla skins, the secret police are taken to the headquarters of the Octopus on the shores of Lake Kivu. Here the criminal mocks Clint and tells him how he plans to conquer the world with his terrible invention, the Death Ray Machine. But first he plans to show the police how it works. He orders that Gambu, a giant gorilla which he has tortured in his scientific experiments, be taken in his cage to the platform which holds the Death Ray. He plans to use the ray on the gorilla first, then on the secret police, one by one. We find the Octopus gangsters now binding the boys to posts so that they cannot escape the touch of the ray. There seems to be no escape, and Gambu senses this too as he roars his hate for the Octopus.
Make sure that the secret police are securely tied to them. Also that they can see one another as the ray rests on them.
Yes, Octopus Master. They will not be able to free themselves.
Good. Now come and wheel me up to the platform so that I can inspect the machine thoroughly. I do not want it to fail at this trial.
Yes, Master. I come.
Well, Clint, looks like we're at the end of our rope, doesn't it?
Looks that way, Barney. But don't let speed hear you say that. We've got to keep on acting as if we have a chance to escape for his sake.
Yeah, that dirty rat of an Octopus. Why can't he let the kid go?
Yeah, that shows what a coward he is, Barney, fearing a boy like Speed. I wish to heaven I never brought him along on this case.
Too late to wish now. If it wasn't, I'd wish myself back in the good old USA.
Can you work your hands at all, Bonnie? That might loosen the ropes.
Say, the way they got me tied, I can hardly breathe, much less move my hands. They're sure not taking any chances on us getting away.
Don't look so glum. Speed's watching us.
Yeah. Hi, kid. Some show they're putting on for us, huh?
I'll say so, Barney. Well, I wish they would have given us more comfortable seats.
You said it.
Gosh, Carlos, Clint and you and Barney are sure brave. Here you know you haven't got a chance of getting away alive, and you're acting like nothing unusual is going to happen at all.
Why not, Speed? I have a feeling that we're going to get away from these Octopus yet. So has Clint.
He's just saying that to keep me from being worried. But I know different, Carlos. There's no chance of escaping. No one knows where we are.
And you are not afraid, Speed?
Afraid? Heck no. When I took the oath of the secret police, I knew what I was going into. It's worth it. But the thing that makes me sore is that we haven't stopped the Octopus. I wouldn't mind it so much if he was going to go, too.
I still believe in miracle speed. And in the sort of game we are playing, they are very apt to happen.
Well, maybe. But whatever happens, I don't want to let Clint know that I know we're sunk. Help me out, will you, Carlos?
See, Speed. You know I will.
I wonder what the natives are chanting for.
Perhaps they attach some religious significance to the Death Ray Machine, Speed. They may look upon us as sacrifices to their jungle gods.
Gosh.
Yeah, it is strange that they allow the Octopus to experiment on that gorilla in the cage over there, though. Most of the native tribes in the gorilla country look upon the animals as being sacred. They would kill 1,000 men rather than one gorilla.
Yeah, but the Octopus can change people's minds, Carlos. I think he hypnotizes a lot of them.
And after seeing those eyes of his, I can believe that, Speed. But look, some of the natives are approaching the gorilla's cage.
The Octopus just gave him a signal. He must be ready to use his death ray. Hey, Clint, look at what's happened at the gorilla cage.
Yeah, I see, Speed. Seems to be some sort of a ceremony.
If you ask me, it's the beginning of our finish, Clint. Look up there on the platform. The Octopus has that machine of his already. And it's aimed right at Gambu.
Yes. I wonder if they'll try to take him out of his cage.
I bet not. If that roaring of his means anything, I think he'd tear the Octopus to pieces. Look at him glaring at him from between them bars.
I wish to heavens he would get out. That might give us the chance we've been waiting for.
Hey, now what?
Those natives seem to be listening for something.
Yeah, and they don't look any too happy about it either.
What is the meaning of this, Sabul? Why have the men stopped their work?
Rambo has called his people, master. He has called for help.
The gorillas? Ah! Get to work, all of you, or you shall go into Gambo's cage.
This begins to get exciting, Clint.
Sibop, Barney, did you hear that?
Yeah, and so did the natives. Look at them. Running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
That can mean only one thing, Barney. That the gorillas are coming to Gambu's rescue.
Suffering wang doodles. Where'll that leave us?
No worse off than we are now, that's a cinch. And maybe a lot better. All we can do is hope, Barney.
Yeah, and I wonder what the octopus is going to do. Look at him talking to Sabul.
Get down there, Sabul, and make the headman use the whip on those natives. Have they gone insane over the sound of a few gorillas? Well, go! What are you waiting for?
But, master, it is more than just a few gorillas. That call of Gambo's will bring every beast in the Kivu country to his aid. The natives know that. They want to flee.
Flee? I'll teach them.
Please, master, listen to me for your own sake and for that of your death ray machine.
What has all this to do with my machine?
When the gorillas come, they destroy everything in sight. Nothing is more dangerous than a maddened gorilla. And you already know that gorillas have been uneasy ever since you started using the death ray on some of them. They are ready for revolt. Gambu's call was the spark needed to start the fire.
Did you not know he might call them? Why didn't you tell me?
I was thinking only of the secret police. And then I did not know that Gambu knew the king call.
King call? What new madness is that?
Only a very few of the gorilla bulls know it. They are the kings of their clan. Gambu is one of these.
Ah, you credit these animals with human intelligence, Zabul?
Master, they are more human than you give them credit to be. Please, let us take the death ray machine and what little equipment we can gather hurriedly and leave Lake Kivu.
What? Leave before I avenge myself on the secret police?
If you stay to destroy the four of them, you risk your plan of world conquest. The gorillas will shatter the death ray machine.
Could I not destroy them with it before they could reach me?
You have never seen a gorilla raid. They come from all sides, drop from the trees, completely without fear. You could destroy many of them, but not all. The rest would reach you and destroy you and your machine.
I see. Zabul, you say the gorillas destroy everything within sight? Human beings, too?
They destroy human beings first.
So? Perhaps this is not going to be so bad after all. Come, Zabul. Summon the porters to take down the death ray machine and gather together our other equipment.
Yes, master. We have little time left. The gorillas will soon be here.
We'll be away by the time they come, Zabul. But they'll find the secret police here to greet them.
Well, looks like they finished whatever they were talking about, Clint. Look, Zabul's going to give some kind of order. Now what? They're awful busy all of a sudden. And so quiet it makes me nervous.
Looks like they're preparing to leave, Barney. Look, they're taking the death ray machine down.
Well, I'll be a monkey's granddad. Clint, we're saved.
Boy, oh boy, I knew we'd be.
Oh, but the gorillas are coming.
Yeah. Don't think the octopus is going to let us get off easy, Barney. But at least we're not going to get a taste of that death ray.
Yeah, I bet that'd give you a sunburn you'd remember. Hey, Speed. Looks like the octopus is breaking up housekeeping.
Yeah, Barney. Carlos, what do you think he's going to do?
They're evacuating their camp at the shore, Speed. I wonder if he's going to take us along with him.
Look, Speed. The octopus is being wheeled over this way.
Yeah, we'll soon know what he has in store for us.
Yeah. Gosh, I wish I could get that mask of his off for a minute to see what it really looks like.
Zabul is wheeling him over to Clint.
Yeah, let's listen. Maybe we can hear what say what he's going to say.
Looks like we're going to have a visitor, Clint.
Perhaps our host wants to see if we're comfortable, Barney.
You appear to be in a good humor, Barlow.
Why not?
Why not, indeed? You think I have escaped the death ray. The octopus fears the gorillas, so we have escaped our fate.
Listen to the guy, Clint. He should have gone into vaudeville as a mind reader.
Silence!
You'll have to gag me to keep me quiet, you rat.
I'll let the gorillas do that, Dunlap. Evidently, you secret police do not know the temper of gorillas. They destroy everything they see.
particularly human beings.
So what?
It is not a nice death. Far more painful than the one inflicted by my death ray machine. But a fitting one for my enemies.
Listen, Clint. There's a plane somewhere.
My plane, Dunlap. I have several amphibians on Lake Kivu. You see, I had to be ready for a flight such as this. My workers have almost finished taking everything valuable from my camp. My death ray machine is being placed aboard my plane, and now I shall go there too.
Yes, Master, before the gorillas come.
You will die, Clint Barlow. Once I would have waited to see that, but now you are unimportant to me. I'm going to my Sahara base, and from there, begin my conquest of the world.
You haven't beaten us yet, Octopus.
No. You'll learn differently any moment now. Amzabul.
Yes, Master.
Is he leaving us to the guerrillas, Clint?
Yes, Carlos. He seems to think they'll do the job he didn't have time to do.
Is it the guerrillas that hurt us?
Nothing. Doesn't the kid realize them guerrillas are on the warpath?
No. Try to free your hands, Bonnie. Try anything to get loose.
I've been trying all along, Clint, but it's no use. I'm afraid we'll be around here for a long time yet.
Bonnie, look at Gombu.
Well, he's trying to force them cage bars apart, but he'll never do it. Even a 400-pound gorilla couldn't bend him.
Look, there's another gorilla on top of the cage.
Clint, he's helping Gombu. Look, the bars are bending.
If he gets out, we're sunk, Bonnie. That gorilla hates human beings more than the uncaged ones. Thanks to the octopus,
he's getting out all right. Look at him, squeezing through them bars while the other one's helping him. Clint, am I seeing things?
Clint, Gombu's out of his cage.
And hidden for us. And look, here come the rest of the gorillas.
Help!